A Boston jury has two very different accounts to consider as it decides whether Boston Children's Hospital violated the rights of a teenage patient and her parents. The hospital separated the family during treatment for a rare genetic disorder. Jurors yesterday heard testimony from the now 21-year-old former patient and from one of her doctors. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
Like every day for the past week, Justina Pelletier's family pushed her into court in her wheelchair, a fuzzy gray blanket draped over her legs. But this time, she had a more prominent seat. At the witness stand, Pelletier recalled being brought by ambulance to Boston Children's Hospital 7 years ago with severe abdominal pain. She told her lawyer how she was separated from her parents several days later.
I was with my mom making cookies, and all of a sudden I didn't see her. All of a sudden, she wasn't there.
Did you get a chance to say goodbye to her?
No.
Pelletier says guards wearing black uniforms had swept her mother away before she realized what was happening. Doctors believed the girl's symptoms were largely psychological, and they suspected her parents of child abuse. So they moved her to the hospital's locked psychiatric ward. Pelletier told jurors the medical staff ignored her symptoms, and instead of getting better, she only got worse.
It was really hard to be away from my family, and it was just not easy. And they didn't believe me, and they hurt me so much. It made me worse. I kept getting weaker.
But doctors insist they believe they were doing what was best for the girl. The psychiatrist in charge of her care testified Pelletier's parents obsessed over her medical problems, which made her worse. Dr. Colleen Ryan told jurors that's why she needed to limit their contact.
We had Justina's best interests in mind, and we knew that if there was less focus on negative aspects of her health and more focus on her positive experiences, that would be more beneficial to her and her health.
Ryan says the parents often became belligerent during meetings, which added to suspicions her parents might have actually been causing some of the symptoms.
We were having a family meeting. There was some very inappropriate and improper conduct going on.
Ryan says the parents would accuse her of kidnapping their daughter and wrongfully accusing them of child abuse, among other things. Justina Pelletier is now back with her parents. She described how she's improved in recent years. A video introduced by the defense showed Pelletier in a horseback riding competition.
So right now, what are you doing?
Just walking.
Okay.
At Sandman.
Justina Pelletier's parents testified about their experiences with Children's Hospital this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.